and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast with your host, Rob Crother!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here at Boardwalk Beatdown, hanging out with another high flyer. You know I love those high flyers. The man, the myth, the legend, all the way from Orlando, Florida. We got Serpentico. Dude, thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you got the built-in microphone filter ready to go. He came prepared.
You don't know who I'm talking to, when I'm talking. It's great.
It's awesome, man. So coming from Florida, man, you've been traveling all over here. We saw you getting here this morning. Tell us your origin story, man. I want to know how this Serpentico came about, and was there did a meteor hit the earth, and then you were born. What happened?
Yeah, well, I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico, right? So it's very... My childhood was very, my background is Lucha Libre, right? So every Saturday, Sunday, religiously on TV, all you would see is Lucha Libre.
Right.
You'd had WWC, then IWA, and then WWE, when they had Super Astros, it's their version of Latin Superstars. I'd watch 3 or 4 hours of Lucha Libre a day. Right? So it was always ingrained in my blood, and my dad used to be a wrestler too back home. Didn't wear a mask, but...
You said your dad?
Yeah, my dad. My dad used to wrestle back home. And then New York, too, for a little bit. He got hurt. Got a big boy job. That's but, you know, he was would take me through matches, so...
Similar style,
yeah. Just same body type as me, so...
That's awesome. That's really cool,
yeah,
man.
So I started wrestling back home, trained by Ricky Mendez, or Mil Muertes from Lucha Underground, as it's better known now. Moved to Florida, trained with the Dudleys. That's where I learned my ring psychology from.
Oh, really?
And Serpentico is just an amalgamation of all my experiences, right? I started wrestling without a mask.
Okay.
For a good portion of my career, maybe 14, 15 years of it.
Yeah.
I've been wrestling 17.
I think I saw a little bit of that. Yeah.
But recently, because just I've come to realize that this is more my style, this is more me. Right, I can be a good guy, I can be a bad guy, I can be high flyer, I can be a brawler. And now I was a big fan of masks growing up.
Yeah.
And just one day, I just sat down with an artist friend of mine called Pale Horse Design, Chris Parks back in St. Pete, and we sat down and hashed out this Serpentico character, and this is what you see now.
I dig it, man. Really cool. And I saw the matchup for tonight versus Topa, who I'm somewhat familiar with.
Yep.
Another high flyer. I saw you. I saw the mask. I'm like, oh, dude, I hope this is another high-flying style. Who were some of your like favorites? Like, were you into pro wrestling, obviously?
Absolutely, on
TV?
As long as I can remember, I was, right?
Yeah. Who are your favorite like superstars to watch growing up?
That's what I was going to ask. Who are your influences?
Influences, obviously, you have Rey Mysterio. That's
oh, of course,
one.
Yeah.
That's what got me into
one,
wrestling.
Right?
Yep.
Similar body type, both, you know, small guys. He's the one that showed me, wow, like, I can do this. You know?
Did you ever in the ring with him yet?
No, I have not. I'm actually in the same convention with him next week. I'm going to Las
Ooh,
Vegas.
Ooh, okay.
For
yes. That would be awesome.
Not the same match, we're on the same show, and I'm actually very excited about
it. Oh, okay. Yes, please.
Rey Mysterio would be one. Eddie Guerrero would be another one.
Oh,
right?
Man.
You have both ends of the spectrum. You got a masked guy who's, you know, just high-flying master, yeah? Then you got Eddie, who's also high-flying, but a really good base, a really good character, a really good promo. Right? I try to pull from both those guys because those are the best, in my opinion, right? And then and my third one would be Shawn Michaels.
Okay. Oh,
again,
okay. Classic.
For obviously not a smaller guy compared to like Eddie and Ray, but he was still a small guy in the WWF.
Yeah, back in those days, it was like the land of the giants.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, there was one time where, not Shawn Michaels, an Xbox story. I met Xbox once.
Okay.
And I never met him before, so before that, I'm like, oh, he's small. And I met him, and I had to like legit look up. I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
You're small. If you are small, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
But all those guys I'm always drawn to because all my life I've been small in stature, right? So
that's the same me. I've always been attracted to smaller guys. Yeah. Me too.
From what you like and what you enjoy and people that inspire you, and that's it. Those are my three guys right there.
That's a great answer, man. How about outside of wrestling, man? Any hobbies or anything like that?
So,
or?
I do. I'm a big video game junkie.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We're going to be talking for a while.
If I'm not traveling, I'm on my couch just playing video games.
What are you playing?
Right now, I just finished Fallout 4 just because they announced Fallout 76. I had to go back and restart it because I can't play a new Fallout without playing the last one, beating it.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been playing Dead Cells. That came out on Switch recently, so I'm playing that.
Do you stick to the new stuff, or do you play any retro games? Because that's what I'm into.
I'm into retro games. I do anytime.
My man.
Anytime.
This guy, yeah.
Like, I got the Super NES Classic that came out. I bought that.
Yes, as one should.
Yeah, NES, I got all that. My entertainment center is all consoles.
That's, I'm the same exact way.
Yeah, we got
to
show them some pictures.
My OCD, it's by order of release.
You and I are the same person. Yeah. I will show you pictures after this.
So it's like left to right. It's just order of release. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man, okay.
That's awesome. And apart from that, I do help at the Team 3D Academy. I do help train there.
Oh,
do you
nice.
Really? I'm there Monday through Thursday helping, you know, Tomorrow Stars as well. So
good for you, man. That's awesome. You said you've been doing it for some time now, man. Traveling all over the place. What's on the Serpentico playlist? What are the tunes?
So, tunes, it's really hard because it depends on my mood, right? And I usually don't I like traveling, but when I travel, I like to be alone and having my, you know, just,
yeah.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. A lot of, not just
I like this
podcasts,
guy.
But like,
I like them too.
Podcasts, conspiracy theory podcasts. I listen more podcasts than music recently.
Yeah, totally, man. I'm the same way. Sometimes you want like that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love music, but I get you, man. Going into tonight's match versus Tolpa, I think it's going to be super high flying, super fun. You got any tricks up your sleeve or any strategy going into this one?
So I wasn't planning on this, but Tolpa put out a video recently.
I saw it.
About how he treated me as, you know, I'm the super villain, he's a superhero.
Well, that's why I was coming into you. I was like, okay.
So, you know, I was going to have it to be mano a mano, be very respectful. But hey, man, if he wants me to be a super villain, I'm the best one of its kind, so.
Wow,
that's all I'm going to say about that, because I want him and the people to be surprised to see what I had planned. So.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, man, you know what? I was supposed to be talking to him later, but I don't see him, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're taking over right now. That's right, man. Hey, thanks for a few minutes, man.
Of course. Where
can we follow on your social media and good stuff?
To, Lucha_Cruz. That's both Instagram and Twitter, and then on Facebook, just / Serpentico. You'll see it. Yeah.
Awesome, man. All right. Good luck to you tonight. I'm excited for the match.
So much,
all right. See you, bro.
Thank you, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. Don't forget to support the show on patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. I'd like to give a shout out to my patrons, Jay Crow, Shannon Cruz, and of course, Mike and Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad Innovations. Sledgepad is the bass drum dampening system used by national acts like Pink, Goo Goo Dolls, Cher, Collective Soul, and a whole bunch more. Check them out at sledgepad.com. And of course, if you're a fan of the show, please subscribe on YouTube, check us out at podbean.com, and leave me a review at iTunes.